Arthur. An ice cream and candy shop owner in Arthur is reeling after a fire destroyed her business but is feeling grateful for the support from the local community in the aftermath of it. Sherry Chappelle, owner of the ice cream cone company in downtown Arthur, was on her way to the store coming from Fergus Thursday morning when she saw fire trucks and emergency lights up in the distance. She then learned it was the building that housed her store that was on fire. Wellington North Fire responded around 11:45 a.m. Thursday to a structure fire at the building on the corner of George Street and Charles Street East. It was determined the fire was in one of the apartment units on the upper floor and was accidental. Chappelle said she spoke with a woman who lived at the apartment who told her she heard popping noises coming from the kitchen and then saw flames and sparks shooting from a power bar. All tenants were evacuated and no injuries were reported, but an estimated $500,000 in damages was reported. Chappelle could only watch while flames and smoke billowed out from the upper floor. "It's such an old building, things go up so fast, everything in there is gone," Chappelle said in a phone interview. "Nothing can be salvaged in there, especially with all the smoke, like there's so much smoke damage in there and water damage. One thing that was saved is what she calls her appreciation wall, which features things like artwork drawn by local children and her granddaughter, a picture of her late parents, thank you notes and community awards. Those are things I can't replace. As far as the stock, the fixtures, everything else can be replaced, but this stuff I just pray that this isn't destroyed in fire, and thank God it wasn't," Chappelle said. "It stinks terrible, the smoke is horrible, but at least I was able to save that." Even before the fire was even out, the local community stepped up to support her. Chappelle said a friend took her to her house to warm up from the rain. The owners of Sussman's brought her a jacket to keep her warm and brought her to the store where they gave her a hot chocolate with a nice shot of whiskey. Countless businesses have offered her space to use to sell what she can or to store what has been saved. The Imagination Space Playroom is donating all proceeds from Friday's PA Day business, and a GoFundMe started by Chappelle's daughter for her has already surpassed $4,000. "I'm overwhelmed with emotions today because everybody's just been so incredible," Chappelle said, fighting back tears. "I just don't know that you would get this kind of support and people rallying around you if you lived in a big city." She said this kind of response is typical of the Arthur community, noting how helpful people were last Christmas during the snowstorm, supporting local businesses through the pandemic, and the outpouring of support she got after her mom passed from COVID. Now she's considering her next steps while investigation takes place and they find out if the building can be repaired or if it needs to be torn down. She said this weekend being close to Halloween should have been one of her busiest, but now is contemplating how she can be ready to sell for Christmas. Similar to her appreciation wall, Chappelle is more concerned about the loss of a community space that has regular customers. "I'm worried about Curtis because he usually comes in Fridays at 4:30 and we chat for half an hour before we close," Chappelle said. "That's where the loss is, the material stuff that can be replaced, but it's just I'm worried. This is a loss. It's not just a loss for me, it's a loss for so many people in the community."